fantasy.
Caught in a landslide.
No
escape from reality.
Open your eyes.
Look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a poor boy.
I need no sympathy.
Cause I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low.
Anywhere the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
Chilling with Villains, the podcast. I'm your host, Gary the Villain in the building. That dude Nick is co-host today.
What's going on?
And a think tank in the house.
Hello.
Little Mr. Smith, no Jess Firma with us today. Shout out to Khadija.R on Instagram. Shout out to Kareem Reed on SoundCloud.com. And also check him out on IG as Reams on the Keys. So Halloween podcast, guys.
Yeah, we're all decked out.
Like, we're dressed up. Like, hold on. Like, we can't even, like, go live. But you know what? We're going to do this shit right now. I'm going to suit up right now. Okay, I'm going to put my shirt on.
Okay. It's dope.
I want you to describe the costume I'm wearing to anybody that's listening right now. What's going on right here?
Well, you got a black hood on, and you got a mask that lights up in red, off and on, often like a bright red.
You know what I mean?
You can't see his face or anything. And you hear a beep, beep, like a light. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Light, lighting up like a Christmas tree.
Like 50 Cent, your life's on the line.
So it's like a purge mask, yo. I ordered this shit on Amazon. It's fucking dope.
It is.
I fucking love this shit.
That should be your permanent costume from now.
You know what I mean? Running after people at night with this shit on. Run away!
It's like, who the fuck is that?
You know what I mean? Oh. That shit gets warm, guy. Yeah. You said that shit was cold last night. It was fucked up.
Winter jackets and shit.
That's... And then you go for real winter jacket. Around a costume. Yeah, you costume and a winter jacket. That's how it was, like, last night partying. But now, Nicky's here dressed up like a Rasta man.
Yo, man. What's going on?
Last night wearing this costume, refused to talk any patois. whatsoever.
No. Oh god.
Yo, this guy, yo. I'm like, hey man, hey boy. And he's like, yeah.
Cause I was like, yo, I don't know what the heck I was supposed to say. Oh, I was like, yo. I should have said yo man to everybody.
Yeah man. That's all you should have said, just the whole. At least yeah man. I told you, no matter what you do. Just remember Cool Runnings. If that's the best you could do, at least just remember Cool Runnings.
It's true.
You should be straight.
Classic movie, buddy.
You know what I mean? It's a Halloween podcast, man. We don't got no horror stories, man. We don't got nothing for you today. Nothing new. But something I gotta upload on SoundCloud. It's horror story in the making. I don't know if anybody who's been a big fan before we got to Anchor, I had promised to upload this horror episode that I...
Horror episode that I recorded.
Super overproduced, sound effects, wind blowing, all that shit. But this time I found the file. This time I promise you will have it. If you are listening to this podcast, you will also, on Halloween, I'm going to put it on Halloween, the ghost story that I have, and upload that shit on SoundCloud. .com/chillin' villains. What? Yeah, you guys have listened to that shit. It's pretty funny. If not for the story, at least for the overproduction.
Super extra.
Mad extra. Leo, you guys believe in ghosts?
I do.
You believe in ghosts?
I believe in ghosts, and I believe in spirits that are not able to cross over due to unfinished business.
So you believe in the apparition, like fucking faded silhouette in the night type of ghost?
I believe that if they're able to take the energy around them to do that, then yes. But I think maybe it's more like just vibes that like can happen, you know, like a chill or Like, if you're alone in your house and you hear your name, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I could chuck that up to just, I don't know, just your mind.
Maybe your mind telling you that, that's what
telling you that's what you're hearing. I don't know, because the brain can do some wild shit to you, you know? I try to ask a science teacher about, learn about optics and shit like that and how the eye caps light off of objects and that's why we see them. Well, it's like, yeah, but what about hallucinations? People see and hear that shit, but ain't nothing there. So what's that about? He's like, well, the brain is powerful, dude. That's the only answer you had for me. So I'm like, yeah, if you suddenly hear your name, it could be your brain fucking with you.
Why would your brain want to fuck with you?
I don't know.
Maybe to test you.
Brain makes you eat candy all the time. I don't know why it does that.
The brain named itself.
It named itself. But what, you believe in ghosts?
I believe a little bit more, like a little bit of the spirit, like the spirits and afterlife a little bit, but I don't know. It's hard for me to believe anything beyond that a little bit, because I believe, like, we feel we have a connection to people that were close with us, even when they pass on. So
you're saying it could be remnants? Imagining that dude, that it could be ghosts, is just you projecting
like an image.
An image of what? Of your connection to that person.
Exactly, of what they meant to you.
I like that. I like that one.
Yeah.
That's a new one. I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah, I just, it's rare, but that's how I feel like a little bit about
that. That's one way of looking at it. Because, like, I don't know. I'm on the fence about if ghosts exist or not, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, everybody's got like a 4K phone, like high-tech cell phone, just an everyday item. Your cell phone is a high-tech device. Meaning, we don't got one good, clear, 100% proof picture or video of a ghost.
It's because for a ghost to manifest, it needs to gather energy, so your phone is going to get all messed up because it's taking that energy, that magnetic field of it, and that, so it's going to be all mushy anyway.
That might have been the case with the old school Nokia. Okay? Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Phone razor?
Oh my lord.
I got iPhone X shit, guys.
Oh,
like,
oh no.
Come on, it should be able to do like some, like, fuck this magnetic field bullshit. I can bypass that with the phone or something. Yeah. You mean there's something? No GoPro? No nothing. You know, every time I see a picture of a ghost, it's like in the background to the side and the back behind a curtain. All the time. That's every time I see a ghost picture. It's like, how can you just come out? How can you not have a ghost just chilling right there with a beer? Like, hey.
Okay, so
how you doing?
What about things that possess things? Like that Mickey Mouse doll. That would be a demon. A demon is part ghost. So if you believe in that, you have to believe in ghosts.
Okay, if you believe in ghosts, you should believe in demons, is what you're saying?
Well, yeah, it's basically like it was never a human, but it did manifest from somewhere.
Yeah, but I don't know. To chalk them up as the same thing, demons and ghosts? Well, yeah, because demons do ghost shit.
Yeah, that's the connection.
They do some ghostly shit, if we want to categorize it, really, and, like, discriminate against the two. But, yo, I don't know, man. How come no definite proof?
It's a tough call.
It's funny you mentioned the demon thing. You know The Exorcist? You know, there's a story that I heard that supposedly the devil is real to some that believe.
Yeah.
So, of course. And that movie was kind of the devil trying to make sure that it always had an outlet, an outreach to a lot of people at once. As long as that movie exists, he always had an outlet. And I was like, fuck, if he did that with that one movie, imagine how many other movies he did that with. Probably, like, I don't know, suggesting, you know what I mean? Like, kind of put things in his way, like, to make sure that film was made. And
exactly.
You know what I mean? I don't know. That's a little weird to me, guy.
Well, then you could say that about The Omen, too, because
there was, like, deaths after the filming of The Omen.
You know, there were deaths, like, during filming, too, I think. There were accidents on stage and stuff. Like there were a lot of issues with that movie.
Like The Crow as well.
The Crow, yeah. But that's some conspiracy shit.
Yeah, that should never happen. Who the fuck puts a real gun in the prop thing? Like, who?
Or real rounds, period.
Why is that accessible?
Yeah, why is that readily available on set? That's one of those crime stories. Like, yo, how could they didn't solve that?
Yeah, that should be solved.
You know what I'm saying? They found Tom Brady's jersey in fucking Mexico, but they can't, like, find out who killed Brandon Lee.
Ridiculous.
Still waiting for Big and Tupac. Still waiting That's why I take on ghosts. I mean, come on. Really? Yes. Ghosts, we're going to say they exist? Ghosts?
I think if
you have... I have a strong belief in spirituality.
All right. If you guys believe in ghosts, go ahead. I have to go to sure, I want to see a video. Someone post a video. Send it to us. Or some sound. I want to see actual proof of a ghost. You said that shit to me and I'll stop talking shit about ghosts. How's that? How's that? How about that?
Are you going to believe it that it's real or not?
I don't know. I stole my shit on it.
Yeah, he probably was trying. Well, that's... You
feel like, oh, this CGI, that's a hologram.
That is a fucking hologram.
That's a projection.
You know what I mean?
Oh, that's just my eyes being tired.
I was, the light was hitting the reflection off of Mars. And, you know, and I was just thinking about it.
And then they're just projecting that image like that.
And I ate a cheeseburger.
Which is very good, by the way.
You know what I mean?
No, I don't want a cheeseburger.
Nah, yeah, why do we always do that, man? The mention of food and it gets us all hungry and shit.
Oh, shit,
Fuck that. Oh, okay, let's be okay. Addy, you went to HorrorCon.
Yes, I did.
Now, when was HorrorCon?
Last Sunday. So that would be the 21st.
21st? Okay, so it's the annual thing that...
This was, I think, their third year. It's a mini HorrorCon. It's not Requiem Fest. This is the, what they would call the, it's more of a monster show. Like, it's for vendors to come and, show off their stuff.
Okay, wait, hold on. And I said HorrorCon.
Yes.
Not HorrorCon. And also, too, okay.
Sorry.
You said it's the third annual. Where was it?
At the Hotel Ruby Foos.
At Ruby Foos. And you said this wasn't a Requiem?
Requiem Fear Fest, that's another horror con. It's a bigger one where actors actually come in. You can have signatures, there's a live band. You can't really,
Is it held at the same place, or...?
No, I think it's held downtown, that one.
Palais de Congrès?
Yeah, somewhere down there. That one, it's actually $25 a ticket. And the one that I went to, the ticket was only $5.
Okay.
So, but my sister wanted to go. She got her movies, She was like, I want to go finish my collection.
Got a lot of vintage stuff.
Yeah, a lot of vintage stuff. That's why we went there, because it's more personal. The vendors, they all know each other. Toys, videos, vintage board games, masks, all kinds of stuff. Posters,
okay, it's
comic
true.
Books. It's
reminding me of the whole Comic-Con feel, like all the vendors knowing each other. And did this guy just move?
Nick hit him.
That tripped me out through the corner of my eye.
I was gonna say I was a ghost, man.
Like I said, we're not recording live on IG right now, but in Smith's seat we have one of Annie's the Halloween decorations. George is his name. He's a zombie just sitting here in between. I swear he was moving. He walked aside. So I thought he was joking. I thought he was laughing. Like,
I said, you don't believe in ghosts? I'm gonna show you.
So what did you get at HorrorCon? Did you buy anything?
I didn't, but Lisa got Critters, Child's Play, Jason Takes Manhattan, Nightmare on Elm Street 4, and another movie. I forgot.
You were telling me that they had Chucky dolls there?
Yeah, Chucky dolls that actually say the cantation. They had The Bride of Chucky. They had vintage board games from 1972 of the original Alien film. They had a Nightmare on Elm Street board games. It was really, really cool. Oh, wow. They had original artwork. They had The Walking Dead.
This is pretty dope.
They had a lot of the movies in French and English. It was a good mix. Very bilingual. Very friendly.
So yeah, and there's another con to add to the list that goes down here and a bunch of others. We've got Toy Con, Comic Con, and now you know about Horror Con. Going again next year?
Yeah.
I want to go back next
year. I want to be more prepared because there was a few things I did want to get, but they were more out of my budget. And also storage-wise, I don't know where I would have put it.
Yeah, exactly. Plenty of room here. Nope.
Not really. Not for what I wanted. And also, how the hell do I get home?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
HorrorCon. Yeah, I'm gonna try to go to that next year.
That sounds dope.
It'd be dope. Picking some stuff that you probably won't get anywhere else.
Yeah, there's the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie with all the cast signatures on it. Ooh. And it was like $60, and I couldn't get it because I did not bring enough money. Oh, no. I was really, really mad. But I got the dude's business card, so I'm going to go see his actual store and see what else he has.
Damn. I was like, more. Man, yo, besides for like Halloween stuff, the big thing that happened this month, on the 17th, you know we had to mention it, right? Marijuana was decriminalized.
Yeah.
All across Canada. On some bullshit. Lineups and shit like marijuana never existed. There's a shortage here in Montreal. People are tripping balls. I don't know. I feel indifferent. At the sense too, it's like, I feel it's like another money scam because you get mad tickets. The tickets are easier to give out now.
Like you just say you're 30, you have 31 grams on you, so 30 against 40.
Instead of 30, yeah. You know what I mean? There's like more, now they're doing Roblox. You know what I don't like about Roblox though? Okay. When it was illegal, I'm gonna say that with quotation marks. Yeah. When it was illegal, there was no Roblox for weed. They would try to pin you for alcohol.
Never weed. Never.
Never for weed. But now that you can, oh, wow. Roblox for weed.
More money in our pockets.
It's fucking bastards, man. This is another thing to just make more money. Like, that's what I don't like about it. You just lured a whole bunch of people out thinking, yeah, you're safe now. No, you're not.
We got you.
Now you know about your sales. America's threatened to ban Canadians from coming into their country now if they're caught buying legalized weed. It's crazy. They didn't give a fuck before when you were buying illegally.
But now it's legal.
But now it's legal. Now it's a problem.
Exactly. It's a shitstorm for no
reason.
It's very
weird. It's very weird. And like, I don't know if you guys are forgetting, once upon a time before all this shit talk about decriminalizing was coming out, when the idea was coming up, one of the points was less police paperwork.
It just seems like the opposite.
Less. Now it seems like the complete opposite. Okay, you guys gotta remember that. They tend to like never remember all the important parts, but that was one that I remembered. The cops was fed up with fucking busting people for weed, so it's like, no, like, why?
It's a waste of time.
So now it's like, now you guys setting up Roblox. You know, it's like, it's fucked up. Yeah, that's what I'm on the fence with. I'm not happy about it. I'm not sad about it. I'm just in the middle. What's your ganja mind?
Yo,
man. That was a stereotype, right? That was a racist stereotype right there.
Allegedly.
It's okay when it's among friends.
Like, the laws are stiffer for motorists.
Yeah.
You being a motorist, like...
Yeah, they can fine you hundreds of dollars, give you demerit points on the site. If you have more than 30-something grams or something, you buy it. You've been smoking, you get in your car, you can just take your car like that.
Yeah, and they have detection systems.
Yeah, they can detect and... Like,
the cops are trained to see if you're high on weed.
What if you just have allergies?
You know what I'm saying? How can you tell the difference? It looks the same.
Right? Red eyes, red nose.
Exactly. There's really no authentic test.
And squinting.
There's no authentic test to test it.
Well, they got saliva and blood that it could do. But the number, I feel, is a little bit ridiculous. 2 nanograms per milliliter is your limit.
I was like, get the fuck out of here.
That's your limit. But it's like, the dude that's been smoking weed since 1968. Yeah, what is the fuck? He ain't gonna be two nanograms at all.
No.
Ever.
Maybe in like 5 minutes.
So he can never drive? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, I was like, dude, fuck, man.
It's like, you gotta do smoke weed like it's part of their DNA now. It's like, you don't get O or A or B, and their blood type is THC.
Nah, nice.
Yeah, straight.
It's like, so what are you supposed to do now? Now you're going to say, okay, more than half of the Canadians can't drive now. Good job. Now, car companies will surely be happy about that, right?
Yeah, they're going to be.
Those fucking lobbyists.
These motherfuckers. This is our business.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, they're going to come in like, you guys need to change these laws. He's buying cars. Tabanak.
Yeah. Well, I'm less sure cars, less that. Pollution.
Really though? That's how you feel? Green, more green for the green earth.
Exactly.
I want to enjoy some greenery though.
You know what I'm saying? Like, wow, yeah, you can't enjoy it. Now you're more scared. Now the paranoia is even worse.
Exactly. It's like, what the heck am I supposed to do?
And the funny thing is, watching Pothead still hide weed with the police pole. That's still fucking hilarious.
Okay, yeah. Oh man, I'm gonna get caught, man. I'm in so much show right now.
Oh shit, shit, shit. The cops sit there.
Like, look at these dumb fucks over here.
Fuck.
They don't know it's legal.
But no, let's get back on track on this. On this Halloween themed podcast. Now, we have a new podcast format. You're probably gonna be hearing from us twice a month. It's a bi-weekly show now.
Cool.
And this is considered the monthly recap. We're trying to cover things that went on over the course of this month. And we're trying to come up with featured things that we get on the show. One of our favorite things to do is making top 10 lists. Every show does it. But this is our opinion. This is what we like to do. We've been working on this. The theme for this top 10 list. I wish we had like imaging or something. We gotta come up with that one day. Like some theme music or something like that for the top 10. Dun, 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 or some shit like that, you know. Someone's gonna steal that shit. So the theme is horror movie houses. So the criteria had to be a horror movie, of course. Yeah, or slasher. Slash slasher. Slash slasher. I said horror movie houses, not horror movie houses. Top 10 list. I had to do with a house. House in the title, or a specific place. Okay, that's how we made up this list. There's obviously other factors that we had to like argue back and forth on who's on the list, who couldn't make the list, and so on and so forth. But this is the list. This is what we got. The top 10 horror movie houses. All right, number 10, the worst out of our list. It's from 1960. Got a 3 out of 10 average rating in Rotten Tomatoes. Horrible. Horrible. We took the 1960 version because, like, obviously there's remakes, there's originals. So we went for the best, whether it was the remake or the original.
They both didn't do very well. And
both of them didn't do well.
They both sucked
in this particular case.
Even though I kind of like 13 Ghosts. I thought it was a fun movie.
Yeah, 13 Ghosts. From 1960, this is number 10. Now, I know there was a remake. I forget what was the year of the remake?
I believe the remake was in 2001.
Yeah. Okay, it probably had, I don't know what kind of budget. We don't even know what the budget for this 1961 was.
Yeah, there's really not a lot of info.
You know what I mean? But it made, like, they made like $1.5 million on this movie. 13 Ghosts. Real bad. But it had to do with a house. Bunch of ghosts in a house. 13 of them to be exact. Don't know about it? Look it up. Didn't see the remake? Look, check that out too. That one was, I thought the remake was doper.
It's also Canadian.
Yes. That's true. Where was it filmed?
It was filmed in Vancouver.
Vancouver. Vancouver, BC. 13 Ghosts. 1961.
No, the remake.
The remake was?
Yes.
Oh, that's dope. All right, number 9. Gerald's Game. Came out in 2017. Netflix special. Netflix produced this one. Gerald's Game. 7.6 out of 10 average. We have no money information about this one whatsoever. Couldn't find nothing about it. But you said, hey, you say, okay, Gerald's Game, what is this about?
So this is a Stephen King novel adaptation where a couple goes to a cabin to basically try and fix their marriage, you know, spice it up a little. What happens is basically she's handcuffed to a bed. He has a heart attack.
Oh, shit.
And you basically, it's her trying to get out of this house and off of this bed, and it's a really wild ride to watch.
BDSM gone wrong.
Very wrong.
Oh, no safe
always
word
know
there.
To have the key near your boob.
The safe word was aspirin. Okay. Now, number 8, 1972. The original. Last House on the Left. That one got a 6 out of 10 average rating. Made a $3 million pro with an $87,000 budget.
Wow.
Okay, this is pretty serious. So Last House on the Left, this is the more gruesome version, you would say, versus the remake?
They were both pretty gruesome, I would say, but for its time, because of the fact that it was 1972, they've never really seen it, like, the way that it was shown. Like, it was, like, in-your-face rape and murder, and it was bad.
And that's what I'm saying, like, the remake was very visually shocking
it was very visually shocking. And fun fact about this one, Wes Craven's directorial debut was this film, and they went through a bunch of title changes because they couldn't figure out what to call it because of the fact of the gruesomeness of it. It even was called A Sex Crime of the Century, but it was finalized to the title of Last House on the Left. And even though it caused uproars, protests, and it was banned and censored, there are other versions that are worse than this one out there. You would think that it's actually quite tame to what we're used to today.
That's what I'm saying. I could, it made my stomach queasy seeing the remake. I was like, fuck, rape that girl. What the fuck is this? Yeah. Crazy ass movie. Last House on Left was horrifying. Remember, this is the top 10. This is, they take the best of the best and put them on this list. And that one was what? That was 8?
Yeah.
Last House on the Left? Okay, yo. Number 7. We gave you a couple old schools. Number 7 on the list. 2003. The one and only House of 1,000 Corpses.
Woo-hoo.
6 out of 10 average rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Made $9.8 million with a $7 million budget.
Yeah.
I mean, do we need to say anything? Like, this was the original, the prequel to
Devil's Rejects. And a third is coming called Devil's Three or the Three Devils or something. I think they're throwing out titles out there to keep it a secret. But apparently there's a prequel coming.
Wow, prequel.
Oh shoot.
George Lucas, fuck you.
Yeah, she lost.
You know what I'm saying? Prequel. But you know what I mean? Like, on this list, this is the first of the new school horror movies that is on here. This one is a transcending movie. It was banned in certain places. It was already done and ready to go and was banned before it, like, I think it was only released everywhere 2 years after it was made.
3 years.
3 years after it was made.
Oh, wow.
And, like, a battle of rights went through. Like, he had sold the rights, bought back the rights.
See what I'm
saying?
And
he was like, nah, I'm keeping my movie. Fuck you all.
Shoot. There you go.
And fun fact about this one, it was Rob Zombie's first film, but Rob Zombie was already doing music with his group, and he wrote, co-scored, and directed the whole movie.
If you know Rob Zombie, is Rob Zombie, what was the band that he was in?
White Zombies.
Yeah.
And he was in Montreal's heavy metal recently.
Yes, he was.
He actually came out after that storm.
Right? If he ever comes back, I'm gonna go see him.
You know what I mean?
I'm gonna rush him on stage, be like, hi!
That's what you're gonna
do.
Hi!
And I'm gonna run off before security gets me. I won't even touch him because I know the wife somewhere near here and she terrifies me.
Shit, I've seen House of Thousand Corpses. I'm terrified of her. Fuck that shit. I'm like, she's sexy, but I'm like, but I need to stay away from her.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be a problem.
Exactly.
Okay, so number 6 on the list from 2011, Cabin in the Woods. Now, this Cabin in the Woods is this a remake or this an original?
Original.
This is an original.
Yeah.
Now, this mofo made $37 million, 7 out of 10 rating, another new schooler on this list, high on the list, I feel. At number 6, Cabin in the Woods. Whoa. Did we went to see this one?
Yeah, we saw it in theater.
Yo, that shit was like unexpected. It's one of those movies that starts out and you're like, okay. And then when it ends, it's like, what did we see? How did this start?
Oh,
it's
a
complete
shit.
Different movie by the time you get to the end.
Oh,
did you see it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, Cabin in the Woods, that's a good one. That's it has a horror house. Not whore house. horror house. Cabin in the Woods, 2011, at number 6 on our list. That is prestigious spot.
And also, that movie also took place in Vancouver, BC. Like, it was filmed all there from March to May 2009. It only took, like, 3 months to make that movie.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
Man, what's Vancouver saying about with all these horror movies being made over there?
Twilight was also made in Vancouver, BC.
Okay, we won't speak of Twilight.
I'm just saying.
we just won't speak of Twilight. No, I'm not in the mood for it. Number 5 on the list. We're halfway into the list. Number 5 on the list. 1981, year of the 81. Blah! Evil Dead. 7.6 out of 10 average on Rotten Tomatoes. Now, Evil Dead, man, that's a classic. To me, that's. Damn. You know what I mean? Like, what? Bruce Campbell?
Yeah.
Is his acting debut, Bruce Campbell?
I think so. No, I think Bruce Campbell was on TV before that.
Before that, yeah. I think he was on TV before that.
But let me just double check that.
Yeah, Evil Dead, that was one of those movies, like, with the whole, like, tree rape of the chick that was, like, fucking weird.
Yeah, that was a little...
Weird. Chasing her through the woods, and like, ah! All the screaming is worse than Exorcist guy.
Oh, gosh.
But all takes place is in a cabin in the woods. Right?
It's worth, yeah.
It's always some cabin or some house in the woods. But yeah, it all took place in this one spot. And then, for those of you that know the story, it gets fucked up. Then there's like a whole sequel after that. Army of Darkness. What was the one? There was another one after that?
Well, Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness. And then there was the show Ash vs. the Dead or something.
There you go.
Or Ash vs. Evil.
Ash vs. Evil? I think it was Ash vs. Evil.
But yeah, his first thing ever was in 1976 called It's Murder.
Okay, there you go.
Like, he did a lot of stuff before the Evil Dead, but he's best known for that.
That's pretty serious. Not a bad budget for that one. About a little over a quarter million, meaning about 2 million. Wow. It's up there on the list as a classic, man. That's a list. Number 5, Evil Dead, man. That's a dope one. That's a cult classic. Now, number 4. Now we're getting into the juggernauts right here.
Yeah.
Okay. Those of you that are like horror fans, I'm hoping you guys can be happy with the last 4 we put on this list.
Yeah. We tried our best.
Most of you guys, if it was some of your favorite movies, it was, I don't know, House of the Dead. This list is not for you. Okay, this list was definitely not for you. House of the Dead was shit. That's why it's not on this list. I was not going to have it. House of the Dead was trash.
We're not considering that.
I watched 11 seconds of that crap.
I didn't watch it at all.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
I looked at the cover of it one time and I was like, no.
I'd rather watch paint dry.
Oh shit.
Very sorry.
Someone should make a movie like that. Just I'd rather watch paint dry and it's just a guy watching paint dry.
Just looking at the wall. With elevator music in the background and shit. Well, okay, yo, number four, from 1959. We're going deep. 59. House. The original House on Haunted Hill. This did better than the remake. With a 7 out of 10 average rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Man, a low budget, $200,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and what's another fact about this one? This one has like the same features as the next ones on our list too.
So, this movie is actually best known for a promotional gimmick that was used during its release called a Murgo. In some theaters that showed the film, it had rigged an elaborate pulley system near the screen, which allowed a fake skeleton to fly over the audience during a scene late in the movie.
There's a skeleton dropped down the theater, guy. Just yeah. Like chasing you around.
I'm done.
I'm out of here, guy. They should do that now these days. Like, just have on cue the person just looking at a script, like, oh, okay. All right, it's time for me to get the water gun and just spray a random person in the crowd. like, that'd be dope. But House on Haunted Hill from 1959. This is a 59 movie, okay?
Vincent Price.
Okay. Dope. His voice alone.
It's insane.
It's creepy as shit. I bet you got mad Punani with that voice.
Of course, man.
It's like, hello, I'm Vincent Price.
I also did the Thriller voice of Michael Jackson.
You know what I mean?
He got so much.
That's number 4 on our list. We enter into Juggernaut. So now we enter into top 3, okay? Dispute if you want. Number 3. 1953. The original, no, actually, if you know your shit, this one's a remake from 1953, House of Wax. Now, there was an original from 1933
called Mystery of the Wax Museum. It's a remake, basically, like, the 1933 is basically the original, and 1953 is basically an homage to that one. Like, it's kind of like a remake or a reboot, I guess you would call it, because it's not like completely the same as the Mystery of the Wax Museum, but they did do a lot of it, you know, like it was very mirrored.
Now wait, House of Wax, okay, that also had Vincent Price in it, 53 one,
I think so, yeah.
And there was one after that, I think, that was in
2005.
Paris Hilton was in it.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
We ain't gonna talk about it.
Oh, that's not even.
But it couldn't even compete with the 53.
Right.
The 53 doing better than even the original on all lists. That's why it came here at number 3. House of Wax from 1953.
It was also deemed culturally, historically, and aesthetically significant. And it was selected by the Library of Congress for preservation in the National Film Registry. For the 1953 House of Wax.
Boom. Take that. That's what it got over everything else that precedes it on this list. You know what I mean? Top 3. Wasn't playing, guy. With horror movie houses, we wasn't playing with this list.
We're covered.
We covered all our bases. You go ahead and at us if you think different. Like I said, go ahead and try that shit. I'm gonna shoot you down. Well, not literally. That'd be horrible.
Yeah.
But, okay. Number 2, Night of the Living Dead from 1968, 8 out of 10, average rating. The 68 is the original one.
Yes.
And then there was a remake with Tony Todd.
Yes.
In the 70s.
No.
Was it the 70s?
1990.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Damn, I went and put the 70s. Sorry, Tony. Totally fucked up with that one. But, yeah, so, okay, in 1990, me personally, I like that one. Like, it's more like still trying to have the same impact that the original did, because for its time, the original, having a black guy as a lead in 68 was a big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And that's a
George A. Romero
movie.
Did both, even the remake.
Yeah.
But he got Sam Raimi to do the remake, and that was to prevent people from taking the rights away of Night of the Living Dead, because there was a very big lawsuit with the rights and the film companies. So the remake was basically to get those rights back. So he told Sam Raimi, you need to produce it.
Sam Raimi.
So
okay.
Him and Sam Raimi got together and did the remake.
Sam Raimi, okay? That name comes up a lot. Okay? We just stumbled on his name, all right? And just fell into a rabbit hole with Sam Raimi. Name some of the other things you found about Sam Raimi after we're doing this research.
Well, he did Evil Dead.
Yeah.
He did the Spartacus franchise. He did The Great and Wonderful Oz, like the one that Disney came out with, I think it was in 2014.
Okay.
Oz the Great and Powerful, yeah, or something. Yeah. He did shows. He did Xena Warrior Princess. He worked on special effects for I think one of the Jason films. Yeah, he's all over the place, this guy.
He did Spider-Man.
Yeah, he did the Spider-Man trilogy.
The original Spider-Man trilogy. Yeah, but I think he did a Superman movie. I don't know if it was Superman Returns or...
I think he did one of them.
Yeah. Like, Sam Raimi's all over the place.
Yeah, very, very versatile person. Very versatile, very educated, very, very good.
I think he has a special relationship with Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Don't quote me on it, but I think that like they may have went to college together or something like that.
I think so. I think he wanted to be a comedian at first, but yeah. It didn't work out.
Yeah.
But you know what? Go and check that out for yourselves, because I don't want to be like...
Yeah, we don't want to give inaccurate shit. Yeah. As much as like, we try to be professional, unprofessional, or professional, unprofessional, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But yeah, look it up. You got Google. Shit. I mean, we'll do everything. But yeah, Night of the Living Dead. 1968. That one is dope too. Also because, man, made a $30 million pro. For 68, that's big news, man. For its time,
yeah,
that's huge. Okay, that's like number two. It had to get number two.
That one is also selected by the Preservation Library of Congress of the Film Registry.
There you go. I'm saying it every other day. You're like, why Night of the Living Dead? Well, if you're a true fan, you know why.
Yeah, you shouldn't even have to ask. You know,
the like the whole thing takes place in one house.
Yeah.
That one house. They're all trapped in there and there's zombies everywhere. Okay? It's number two. Go ahead. Like I said, dispute it if you want. But we're gonna shut it down. You know what I mean? We're gonna shut it down. Now number one. I can just hear it now, man. Motherfuckers like, why? What?
Yeah.
And then we're gonna hear some people say, yeah. That's dope. When we give you the qualifiers, you're going to see why. And it's not a new movie.
Nope.
Number one, from 1960. The name says it all, man. It's an original. The remake, we ain't talking about the remake. They tried it. And no.
The original.
We didn't like it. No. They tried to make a series out of it. I'm not into it.
Nope.
I don't know about anybody else.
I actually saw a few episodes and it got me pretty in there. Like, yeah. I don't know, like, I'm pretty hooked. I saw a few episodes, I was like, oh!
From 1960. 8 out of 10. Rating. For its time, made damn near $50 million. In 1960. The one, the only. Psycho. Bum, bum, bum. Psycho, man. Yeah, Norman Bates. Creepy ass house. Yeah, there's dead moms in there, guy.
Yeah.
Just chilling. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, of course it's on the list. That house was everything. The motel, everything. The first, like, that whole classic shit. One area, one house, or the motel, wherever you want to pick, but happened in one spot.
And that's what made it crazy.
You know what I mean? That's why I had to be number one on the list for the movie houses. I don't know. Who hasn't seen Psycho? I mean, you gotta be crazy. If you like horror, you guys can't do facial expressions and nods. Nobody can see that. I'm like, I ask, who hasn't seen Psycho? All you see their heads go.
They're from shaking.
Side to side.
Like, I don't know.
Nobody said anything. They just looked at me. But no, like, come on, man. Psycho was a classic.
Yeah.
You can't dispute it.
We've all seen it.
You see Psycho?
Yeah.
Did you see the remake?
Not the remake.
I can't remember when the remake
was. I honestly didn't even know there was a remake till I did the research.
No, remake doesn't even make sense to do, you know? Like,
sorry, I prefer originals to stuff I always have.
$49 million, man. $49.2 million for its time. Any fun facts about Psycho, you guys?
Yes, actually. This movie was based on a novel of the same name that was loosely based / inspired by the case of convicted Wisconsin murderer and grave robber Ed Gein, who was active in the years 1947 to 1952.
There you have Ed Gein, also inspired
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And he also loosely inspired Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Buffalo Bill?
Yes.
Put the lotion on.
Puts the lotion on.
Put the lotion on.
Oh my goodness.
Man, there was like other stuff that we wanted to talk about, but like.
Yeah, we're already at 49 minutes.
Yeah, we're like running this car. This. I said I was going to say compost, but no, podcast.
Podcast.
It could, maybe it smells like compost. I don't know.
But it's a podcast.
But it's a podcast. But that wraps up our whole Halloween shindig. Do you want to hear more information about us or see some of the topics that we might be talking about? Go ahead and check us out. Check us out on Facebook. That's where you get most of our information. Where we're going to be, the stuff that we're doing. Facebook.com/chillvillains. That's memes, vids, and stay chill. We got to have our costumes posted. A highlight of Annie at HorrorCon. Being this guy at the Halloween party that we were at last night. We're going to be posting all that stuff on our Instagram. That's at
chillvillains
on IG. Also, too, we have a Twitter. And we're going to talk about that. Not much activity. Snapchat as well is the same deal, but we're going to build up on that, you guys. Whenever we're not doing it on one medium, we go to another. We couldn't be live on Instagram, but we're on Anchor. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. Anywhere that you can download a podcast, we on it. We on Spotify. Check us out. But if you want to hear the production version, Anchor is where you go to. Also, too, shout out, of course, to Khadijah.r on Instagram.
For sure.
Shout out to Kareem Reed on SoundCloud.com. We'll be posting something on SoundCloud.com. The little overproduced ghost story that I mentioned earlier in this episode. That's SoundCloud.com/chillvillains. And you got complaints. You got praises. You got advice. You want us to read it out on a podcast? That could be a possibility. But you gotta send it. You do that at chillavillains@gmail.com. Without further ado, this is Gary the Villain, leaving the building. My co-host, that dude Nick.
What's going on?
And the think tank in the house.
Bye.
On behalf of Mrs. Smith and Just Filming, that's all we got to say about that shit.
Bitch.
Yep.
Happy Halloween.